I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The stakes are high this season, and the competition, fierce. Nematodes and disease, these guys don't play fair. With your yield on the line, you can either get lucky or you can stack the deck. With Victrato Soybean Seed Treatment, featuring Timerium technology, it's your ace in the hole to flush out royal pains like nematodes, SDS, and red crown rot. Victrato Soybean Seed Treatment. Read 'em and reap. Always read and follow label instructions.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who came to him at night saying he was back?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story that you could share with us? Because we would like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com And remember, if you want to become a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You get advanced episodes, you get access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hewson Harper. How are you,
hello,
dear?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
You know, last night I had a really interesting interview with a woman from Phoenix for the Grave Talks. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about a haunted theater in Phoenix and a haunted hotel. And
really?
So that episode will be posted. By the time this gets posted, it might be posted already. It'll probably be called something like The Ghosts of Phoenix, or I don't know for sure, but look for Phoenix in there. And because I don't know what I'm going to name it yet. But it was so interesting. She was telling these stories about these ghosts. And one of them in the Orpheum Theater, she sent, in fact, as we're talking, I'm going to find the email and I'm going to forward it to you.
Oh, I'm excited.
So you can see this picture. But it was so interesting because there's a ghost, a couple different ghosts that several people have seen in the theater. And she sends this picture. And at first I was kind of like, what am I looking at here? Because there's like a photo in front of another photo. One's black and white. The other's a people standing on a stage. And I'm like, I don't know what she's having me look at. So I'm just going to send you this email. So you should get it here in just a second. But it's a picture of people on a stage. And then there's a black and white photo in front of them. And so I'm looking at the black and white photo. I'm like, I don't know what it is she's having me look at. Because I'm kind of looking at the color photo and the black and white photo. And then all of a sudden I see it.
Oh, I see it.
It's like a school marm lady or something. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that'd be like 1800 type outfit. Just like I'm looking at like the way like the sleeves are like on her. Because like you can like see like the way her hands are positioned, like white, just above her waistband and her long skirt.
And she definitely it's a grainy photo. She's far away in the distance. So I don't know if the photo was part of that color photo that, you know, they've taken the people on the stage. Because I think she was given a ghost tour at that time. But this apparition is something that people have commonly seen in this theater. And there's another one of a woman in a hat. To the point, like in during COVID, they were taking that chance, the opportunity, excuse me, because they didn't have a chance to, you know, get a lot of the work done when you're doing events all the time. And now COVID comes along, you don't have anybody coming in, so you can go do some painting and different things. And so that's what they were doing at that time. And the guy's the only one in the theater, and he turns around, there's a woman just standing there. And he's like, can I help you?
Then
she turned around and walked off. So then you're like, well, I can't leave the theater. There's somebody in here.
Yeah.
He went all around the theater. There was nobody in there. And she was that real to him.
Oh, goodness.
So it was just such an interesting conversation. And then the Hotel San Carlos in Phoenix, she was a tour guide, a ghost tour guide there for a while. And there's this whole story of this woman who haunts there that was just so fascinating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going to have to give that whole episode a listen. It was really interesting. But I wanted you to see that picture. Because at first, I didn't see. I'm like, I'm not sure what I'm looking at. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, that's what I'm looking at.
You know who that kind of looks like, though?
Who?
The way Lorraine Warren was depicted in the newest Conjuring movie.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Like, I'm just, like, looking at, like, the dress and, like, the hair. It kind of looks like Lorraine Warren. I know it's probably not, but still.
Well, it's just so interesting that so many, and they say that this ghost, people, she's always in the balcony, and she just will like walk off the balcony. And people have seen her and they're like, oh my God, this woman just walked off the balcony. And
just
then they look
off?
Over and there's nobody there. Nobody walked off the balcony.
Oh.
But that would be so creepy if you think you know, you don't realize it's a ghost and you think a woman just walked off a balcony in front of you. You're like, oh my God, call 911.
I know, right? I would have been so concerned.
I know. So that was really interesting. She had some really, really good stories. I love, hearing stories like that. And so often with photos, you know, people will post a photo and they'll be like, do you see it in the window? And then I'm like, kinda, I guess. But that one wasn't like that at all. That one was like clear as day. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. We'll have to post that on the group page on Real Ghost Stories so everybody can see it.
Mm-hmm. Back to our conversation in just a second. Wireless plans. Oh, my goodness. Over the years, you got the fine print contracts that you can't get out of, and the prices just keep going up to ridiculous numbers. It needs to stop. Well, if we've learned anything, there's, you know, always a catch out there with these guys. So when you hear something that might be too good to be true, you think, well, maybe. And when I heard that for a limited time, Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, okay, what is the catch here? But after talking to him, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They don't have retail stores or salespeople. Instead, they deliver premium phone plans directly to you. I could not honestly believe. I'm like, this is what I used to pay. How much for? And it's just as good over here? Uh-huh. Say goodbye to those overpriced wireless plans that you look at and you're like, your bill is here. And you're like, what? Yeah. You'll actually smile when you get this one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered to the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with all Mint Mobile plans and bring your phone number along with you, along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/ghost. That's mintmobile.com/ghost. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/ghost. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Well, here is a story. It says, I've always been sensitive to paranormal things. And let me make sure I'm the right one. Yeah. I often had little things happen to me when I was younger. Lights turning on and off, water faucets coming on by themselves, hearing noises upstairs when no one else was home, that kind of thing. That's so funny. That's referred to as little things. That would be a big thing to me.
Yeah.
But when I was
in, just like moved out.
Like, it was like, I can't.
Bye.
I can't stay here. I might be a kid, but we've got to move. When I was in the 10th grade, all of the activity kind of came to a head. I was questioning my religion then and decided to convert to Catholicism. That's interesting when you're in 10th grade. If you've never done this before, it's a long and detailed process. I had to wake up at 6 a.m. every Sunday to go to my classes and then attend services afterward. It was a very spiritual time for me. Around that same time, I started getting horrific nightmares. They were extremely detailed and realistic. They usually involved people breaking into my home and hurting me or my family. I can't explain it, but I knew these weren't just normal nightmares. No gruesome detail was spared in these. It got to the point that I couldn't even sleep at night. I would have to wait till the sun came up to go to sleep. It was like something was messing with me. If I prayed before I went to sleep, I wouldn't have those nightmares. So I made a practice of that. I'm telling you, if that stopped the nightmares, I would be praying every night. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
Fast forward a few years and I was in college. I was no longer a practicing Christian and took my own spiritual view of the world. I had just gotten back from a semester in Japan and went to visit my partner at her home. Through these years, I would occasionally get bad dreams, but they were nothing like the craziness that was back in high school. I was sleeping in my girlfriend's bed late one night when a loud voice woke me up. It was sinister and dark. It spoke in a low pitch. It started threatening me, saying that I thought that I was rid of it and that it couldn't find me, but it was back now. Ugh, that is creepy. And it said it wouldn't leave and ended the, and then in quotes it says, speech, as I'll call it, with a sinister and evil laugh. I lay paralyzed in the bed until I finally shut my eyes and went to sleep. Could you imagine, like, he doesn't think he was dreaming. He said it woke him up.
The sinister and evil laugh is just...
Basically saying, you thought you were rid of me and I couldn't find you, but I'm back. Like that? That is creepy. I'd use my freaky effect of my voice, but that would be too much for you. I want to reiterate that I know I wasn't dreaming. I was sound asleep when the voice started talking and the volume of the voice woke me up. My girlfriend was still sound asleep next to me through the whole thing. Nothing more of that nature has happened since, just the unusual and occasional unexplained noises and small happenings, but nothing as truly personal and evil as that. I have many more stories to tell. I'll write in again. Thank you for providing this resource. Keep up the good work. I would absolutely hate it if that happened. And actually... I kind of get, if you're living in a house where lights are turning on and off, faucets turning on and off, footsteps, I could see why you would find religion. I could see why you would be like sometime before the 10th grade going, I'm going to be a Catholic. I could see that.
Yeah. That whole like thing of just like the footsteps and like the sinister laugh just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
So creepy.
I would have, like had like a pope come to sage the place.
And yeah, I don't want just a priest. I want the big guy, the pope himself to come here. Or it's got to be the right-hand man to the pope because nobody else in between is going to do.
Exactly. Like,
well, and what to me is so weird. It's got to be the
my
pope.
House.
But what's weird to me, though, is that something would wake you up and be that evil and be like, you thought you got rid of me. It's taunting you almost. But then I don't think I would sleep again forever for a long time before I wouldn't trust that would happen again. But then it hasn't happened again. Is it just lurking out there? Will it come back again?
Well, like,
do you ever
go?
Get another good night's sleep?
Like, what's going on here?
And why would it wake you up that one night not to follow up with anything sinister or evil? I don't get it.
Yeah, it's just like the...
I think I'd start praying before...
You got rid of me, da, 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 da.
I think I'd start praying before bed again because it worked that one time. I'd be like, it worked then. Let's try it again.
Let's try it again.
But that makes no sense to me that it would do that one night and never do it again. And then I guess his or her, I'm not sure, girlfriend must have just slept through the whole thing. That's just, that is so creepy to me. Oh my God. I do not want that to happen to me in a Night Harbor. If that happens, you are getting a text from me and you're getting a phone call from me in the middle of the night. It's not even a text. It's like, wake up, Harper.
Just like...
And then you're going to be like, shut up, I don't want to hear
my phone ringing. I sleep through just about everything.
Well, and you'd probably roll over and go, oh, it's Carol. She wants to tell me she's having a bad dream. I ain't listening to that crap. Oh, Carol, go back to bed. Then you would text me, go back to sleep.
Okay. Here is this why drugs exist. Take some and go to bed.
Oh, Carol, I know you have Tylenol PM. Take some. Here is my next, our next story. It says, my name is Maritza, I think. I'm from Kenosha, Wisconsin. I listen to you guys while I'm at work. It helps the day go by so much faster. I have so many stories, but for right now, I'm going to tell you one that really impacted me. This happened while I was in high school. This was my junior year. This is interesting. Two high school kind of stories, because the other one, you know, 10th grade, found Catholicism. This was around Christmas time, and there was snow on the ground. My parents were out shoveling snow. I was about to go out there, but then my grandma came over. This was the first time I'd seen her since she came back from Mexico, so my parents told me to stay inside with my grandma so she won't be alone. At this point in her life, she had Alzheimer's. Oh. My grandma was 87. She was one of those cute, angry grandmas that just made you laugh. Back to my story. While my grandparents were out shoveling the snow, I started feeling heavy, like I couldn't breathe, and the house started to get foggy and dark. I started seeing all black shadows moving around the house. I kept hearing voices, shadows coming in and out of rooms. It felt like the devil himself. I got to the point where I couldn't take it. Right as I went to get my parents, they had just walked in. My mom is sensitive. My dad, on the other hand, he doesn't see anything or feel anything. But my father always has been understanding and believing in us when it comes to us seeing or feeling the presence of anything. When I was explaining this to them, my mom started noticing that the house was foggy. It sort of felt like a really big cloud had parked over the house. That's an interesting thing to feel. I don't think I'd like that. The room started to get dim. It sort of felt like the house was filled with people. My grandma, however, was clueless. At this same point in time, my brother came over to pick up his wife's bag she had left earlier. And as he walked into the house, he was looking around the kitchen and he started walking around and he made his way back to the living room and he asked where mom was. That he thought he swore he was following mom, but I told him mom's in my room. She's blessing it. My brother was convinced it was my mom he was following. All of a sudden, the house felt like it was moving like an earthquake, and I ran into my mom's arms crying. I'd never gotten to the point of where I couldn't stop and stand up to these things. I couldn't talk and I couldn't move. Okay, that's creepy. It sounds like this sort of thing had been going on for a while.
Yeah.
My brother grabbed me and took me to his house so I could spend the night away from the house and whatever was in there. My grandma saw I was crying and she asked if I was okay and we said yes, not to worry, that I'd be fine. I'm 21 years old now. I've never again felt that way. Since then, my grandma has passed and things haven't been that bad, but my sensitivity's gotten more open. That's all for now. I'll be writing in again soon. I have many more experiences to tell you. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work, Maritza. I think I said that right. I don't know what the hell that was.
That is creepy.
I do get the feeling of a dark cloud, though, because I felt like that one time, like after my dad died, I felt like there was a dark cloud hanging over me no matter where I went. But that could have also been depression.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, like the house, I don't know, like was this, I just have too many questions, way too many. That because it's like, obviously things have been going on in this house. If the mom goes to blessing the house, but then the brother's following who he thinks is mom. It's not mom. There's shadows all around. It just makes me think, was this house super haunted before then? Was this a one-off thing? Because Maritza is sensitive, but is this the house?
Yeah.
I have way too many questions on that one.
Me too, and not many answers.
No.
But my biggest thing is, like, I almost kind of want to know if, like, the mom, like had experience. Because, like, I do just said, like, the mom was, like, blessing the house. It almost makes you think, like, did she see something too?
And it was a weird story because you think it has something to do with the grandma. But it doesn't have anything to do with the grandma. Then the brother just randomly walks in. What the brother walk in on? You know, like, what the hell? Or is he just like, oh, yeah, mom's in the room blessing it again?
Oh, yeah. That's like a normal every Tuesday thing.
Yeah. I have both of those stories I have major questions about.
Me too.
Because both of them are like, I feel like Maritza's story, there is a whole prior story that we don't know anything about.
Yes.
And there might be an after story. So I think to make any sense of that story, we need some more information.
Yes. So please, I would like to hear the rest of it.
And then the other story doesn't totally make sense to me either. How does this voice sinister and evil say something that taunting to you and mean and scary, and then it never happened again.
It just disappears.
What was it? Go back. And I'm just saying, if I was that person, I'd be going back to praying every night.
I would have just moved.
It worked in high school.
I would just like move into a church or something.
Call the Pope. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.